Good morning.
Here is the Omi Radio News in Special Live Biblical English. My name is Seyo Watusin. The Liberia National Police say they finish putting out strong warning, what they call red alert, for criminal in this country here. The person working talk for the police, Mr. Sam Collins, talked to Omi Radio and say they are working with different countries and in the whole region here to fight crime. He said criminal all over in this Africa here or everywhere in the world, they will do crime, run away from there, and come to other countries, run away from there. That do kind of ones that are in Liberia here now. So they join with the Liberia criminal then for them to do horrible crime. And so now, this one here that they want the police people after. He say some of the criminal then here, now, order also to catch some of them in Maryland County. Because there they play that people air, they can sell people land, and they take the money in their pocket, then they go. Then people come now, knocking their head together, fighting over land. Behold, criminal then finish coming and selling that land. At the same time, the old mayor for Harper City, he said now he is asking the government of Liberia to step in now. Because of this land thing I just told you about, there is a plenty of confusion between two group of people who are in two towns. They call the place here Wally Greyway and Padibo. These people, they are in Harper District. Same people. Mr. George Prowse say these people, they know that they are the same people, brother and sister then. But the land business that between them, that people then making plenty tension in the place there. When the governor do something, that people will fail. They will fail one another. We now see this one here in that Maryland there. So George Prowse say that everybody's scared now. Because the one we see sometime in 2008 or so, Wetchokan and Rocktown people fighting over land in that small place. So he say he's standing over the hill now to make this announcement here so people can hear it. So that tomorrow when they not do nothing and something that they say happen, nobody will not be surprised. The NGO, they call Angie Bros International Center. This one here, they are actually after the right for women, mainly. So they open what they call Talking Boss. This Talking Boss project here, they say they're going into community then, what they call hotspot communities. And they don't even here in 8 counties. The main idea, they say, to go and talk to the citizen there so that they will be able to stand up and talk the problem that facing them. And particularly so for the teacher, they were going in their place to look for vote now. They put their problem before them. The bus project or talking bus also, the main idea behind it is to also look out for people there, politicians there, who be talking for the different community, talking to people, they're seeking their, or looking for their interest, they're the one they must vote for. So now, the big person, what they call coordinator for Angie Brooks International Center lawyer, Yuvel Chesson Rue, say the voting are coming in October, they don't want nobody to leave behind. So every citizen them will try. That's so that what they put the talking bus program down for. That is the end of the Omi Radio News in Special Liberian English. My name is Seyo Watusin.
Good morning.